Do you ever feel one of those moments where maybe you're a little overwhelmed? I remember back to my final year of electrical engineering. I studied electrical engineering, computer science at the University of Saskatchewan here. I remember my final year there. Now, as many of you know, university education in general can be ridiculously busy. Now, throw in a major group design project that takes the entire final year, on top of all the other classes, hundreds and hundreds of hours for each of us in this group, multiple all-nighters, which I don't think I'd be able to do anymore. But anyway, multiple all-nighters, you have the recipe for being completely overwhelmed. But somehow, by the grace of God, I made it through. And then by God's glorious sense of humor, a year later I was in the seminary, and now you're stuck with me here today. So anyway. But feeling completely overwhelmed. You know, I think this is something a lot of us, all of us, can probably relate to. It's something I often hear from especially from parents, of those little saint-making factories that we call toddlers. Being overwhelmed. I'm the oldest of seven. I have some idea what this is all about. Or perhaps, maybe, just a hypothetical, throwing it out there, we're overwhelmed from, say, moving. From moving, I don't know, from the communities of Watson, Englefeld, St. Gregor, Quill Lake. Or maybe even moving, just again, a hypothetical, from Nigeria to Canada. A lot going on. Very easy to feel overwhelmed, believe me. You know, that is what I've been feeling the last few weeks as I've prepared to move. And now that I'm actually here with Father Charles and with my dog, my Wheaton Terrier named Chloe, I was overwhelmed by all the farewells and the sheer graciousness of the incredible people in the parishes that I've just left. And I've also been very overwhelmed by the gracious welcome I've had here so far. Please bear with me if I don't quite remember your name right away. I've been overwhelmed by how much is going on in a place like this. I've also been very overwhelmed by the incredible shoes that I've been asked to fill. You know, the shoes of those priests who came before me. You know, the amazing shepherds, Father Ken, Father Dan. I owe an awful lot to them. There's some big shoes there. And to be honest, I don't always feel up to the task. Now, if you've ever identified with that kind of feeling, if you've ever wondered, how on earth am I going to do this? Whatever this is, it could be something major or even just the day-to-day grind of life. If you've ever identified with that feeling, then first of all, you and I have something in common, so this is okay. But more importantly, you and I are in great company. Saint Paul, the great Saint Paul, in the second reading, the second letter to the Corinthians, he basically talks about the same thing. He talks about his weakness. The great Saint Paul, talking about how weak he is. And then he shares with us the message that Jesus shared with him. It's a message that consoled him very much, and it should console all of us. Jesus says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness." So do you or I ever feel too weak, too inadequate, too tired to do what we've been called upon to do? Do we ever feel inadequate to be a Christian? You know, finding it hard to follow Jesus and to avoid sin and to follow all of his teachings. Well, if you've ever felt anything like this, and again, I've been feeling it a lot lately, good. Good. Because this life that we live, this Christian faith that we have, this mission of coming to know and love and serve Jesus Christ and to share him with others, this mission is way beyond us. We can't do this alone. And that's precisely the point. None of us is here right now in this church because we're somehow already perfect and have it all together so we can come worship God. No. We're here because we need a Savior. And Jesus is that Savior. This is the good news of great joy proclaimed by the angels at Christmas. Jesus, God in the flesh, is our Savior. And in him and in his church, we are not alone. Now, St. Paul realized this big time. He learned that in weakness, in tiredness, in the overwhelming feelings of life, in those places, that is where God is very much at work. Now, we might not feel it at the time, we might not know it at the time, but he is very much at work. And so the message that St. Paul receives is for all of us here today. My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. If we allow Jesus into our weakness, then in our weakness we're made strong. So if you feel weak at all, if you feel overwhelmed at all, if you don't know where your strength will come from, Jesus is here. Let the Eucharist and the gathering of his people be your lifeline. It is for me. Finally, I'll say this. It is my utmost desire and prayer that over the time that we have together, that by the grace of Jesus Christ, God the Son, who is sent to us by God the Father in the unity of God the Holy Spirit, that we will humbly walk together towards heaven. Because that's what this is all about. That we'll keep our eyes fixed always on Jesus, crucified and risen. And let his Holy Spirit work powerfully within us. By keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, his grace, his mercy, his strength, will act powerfully in and through our weakness. And we can say along with St. Paul, whenever I'm weak, then I am strong, because Jesus is with me. The God of the universe has chosen to meet us here in this place this morning. I'm so very grateful and very humbled that he's called me to be here with you.